John Walden here. You ever notice this verse? Nehemiah 9, verse 3 says, "And they stood up in their place and read in the book of the law of the Lord their God 1/4 part of the day, and another 1/4 part they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God." That'd be a pretty long meeting, wouldn't it? 1/4 of the day they read the word of God, and another 1/4 part of the day they confessed and worshiped the Lord their God. They read the word, and then they confessed their sins. Now, there are many good reasons for reading the word of God. I hope all of you will spend some time reading it. It's an education. It's helpful to those who are not even believers. But this is one excellent reason for reading the Word of God: to allow God to point out in your life the things which are not right, to put yourself under the light of God's Word, that He might reveal things which are not right. Now, God never left this to your conscience or to reasoning. God has a standard. God tells us what is right and wrong. The holy commandments of God, the Ten Commandments given through Moses, give us one picture of the holiness of God, tell us what is right and what is wrong. The so-called golden rule, which the Lord Jesus gave in the Sermon on the Mount, sets for us a very high standard. His own life was a perfect standard of rightness. Unsaved people, when they read the Bible, are often convicted of their sins and made to realize that they are sinners. Now, they're never told to confess their sins. Only Christians are told to do this. An unsaved person is simply told to confess that he is a sinner. When he acknowledges himself to be a sinner and receives Christ as Savior, God takes his sins away. For Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and was buried and rose again the third day. But you see, believers need their sins pointed out too. A good question to ask when you read any part of the Word of God is this: is there a sin to confess pointed out in this passage of Scripture? When you read the Bible, read it to allow God's searchlight to play on your heart and on your life. Now, confessing sin is the naming of each individual sin. It is not the asking for forgiveness. I don't know of any place in the Bible that a Christian is told to ask God to forgive him. God has already promised to do that. God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven us so far as the judicial forgiveness is concerned, and he offers to forgive us as a father. In 1 John 1 and 9, he tells us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This is said to Christians now. We as believers, when we acknowledge to God what we have done that is wrong, God instantly forgives us. Therefore, confession of sin is the naming of each individual sin. No wonder it took these people a 1/4 part of the day to confess the sins that God had revealed to them in the reading of the Word of God for a 1/4 part of a day. I suppose for every hour, then, that you and I spend reading the Word of God, we might need another hour in honest self-examination. Now, I know you need to be careful that you don't become introspective, that you don't spend too much time with your nose over that garbage can of a heart of yours. I know that when we see these things, we ought to turn away from them and see Christ. One man has said, for every look at yourself, take 10 looks at Christ. But notice that it is a necessary part of a Christian's life that he not only read the Word of God, but then when evil is pointed out, that he confess it. And then we're told that they also worship the Lord their God. I think worship always follows sincere self-judgment and confession, because the more you see of your own unworthiness and acknowledge it to God, the more you'll see of his great mercy and kindness, and the more thankful you'll be that you know such a God. Our Father, we thank thee for the forgiveness of sins. We thank thee for being honest with us and pointing out to us things that are not right in our lives. Help us to bow to the Word of God and to judge these things and to go on with thee. We ask it in the name of our Savior. Amen.